Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Good afternoon, Grand Central listeners on Joy Radio, and or if you're listening to this on the grand-central.ca website or anywhere else that kind of ends up picking this up. Hope you're doing well. We're well into the new year now, and you've been able to hear Paul Robertson with me for several weeks in a row. Last week, we only got through two of the eight things that Paul has created as a resource to do to keep your relationship with your grandchildren. Welcome back, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
You must be getting used to talking into these mics.
It's a whole new world for an old guy.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
It is.
And I'll tell you, listeners, I don't know if you know or not, if you've seen radio or how it's done or how much you know, but we also have a producer in here named Mike who's like awesome. He's very generous, kind, quick, and makes this whole experience way simpler. Thank you, Mike.
And he makes us sound good. He
makes us sound
Editing. The editing suite is my favorite place.
Yeah. So thank you, Mike, for being in here with us, too. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. We're glad you're here. Whoever you are, we hope there's something that's kind of interesting to you for the next, 12 to 15 minutes. And particularly to our grandparents and our great-grandparents and our grandfriends, welcome. Our goal is always to do one, two, or all three of these things to inspire. And inside of that, we mean to encourage you and to honor you, to honor your journey, your story, where your heart might be at, and to help resource you. And so today, Paul, we're really focused on some resource content. Last week, we went through the first two items, center your time around things that don't involve screen time. So if you want to listen to the last show, we discuss how that might be a great priority for you. The second one, strive for a media-free place to meet with your grandkids. So there's just a more earthy connection, a more soulful connection with them. Number three, Paul, we're going to go down this road. Give them hard copy pictures of yourself. What an interesting banner number three, topic to choose. I think a lot of people might think about it just as a whim, but you're saying this is an actual almost strategy to like keeping this relationship. Give them hard copy pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
Of themselves.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, I have a friend who a year ago had 35,000 pictures on her phone in the cloud. I'm assuming now it's probably 45,000. And I said to her, and how many of those pictures have you ever looked at since you took them? We have thousands and thousands of pictures, thanks to technology, that we never look at. My phone got a couple of thousand, and pictures just don't mean what they used to when we were growing up as grandparents. Because I'm sure the listeners will relate to this one. When I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, your dad would take a picture and he would shoot a roll of film, either 12 or 24, and then you'd carefully take it out of the camera, put it in the envelope, mail it off, and then when it came back, only then would you know if you had any pictures. I can remember on more than one occasion, the film got exposed and you had 24 pictures of nothing. Mm-hmm. So a picture back then meant a lot. And so with my grandchildren, I have one son, a grandson in particular, that plays hockey. And a couple of years ago, I took a picture of him on the ice, and I framed it. And the next time I saw him, I just said, Owen, here's a picture I took of you. Just, I'm thinking of you. And he looked at the picture, didn't say a word, went up to his bedroom, then came back down without the picture. I said, what did you do with the picture? He said, I've put it on the shelf with all my hockey awards and medals. Wow. No one has ever given me a picture of myself. And he will always remember that came from Grandpa. And so, we can do it in all kinds of ways. Mail them if you're not nearby. You can send them in the mail. You could email pictures to them, whatever it takes. Just, again, it's just a very personal way to say, Grandpa's thinking of you.
And I would think if you, like, put one or two of them in some kind of cool frame where it actually was mounted, it didn't get slipped in a drawer or inside a book or somewhere, but it actually sat mounted somewhere, that could be profoundly interesting.
Yeah, and this one was just in a little simple frame, you know, probably cost $3.
Beautiful.
But, you know, as my mom used to say, it's the thought that counts.
I when you're talking about how many pictures we have on our phones, I kept thinking, if you went through mine, you'd be shocked at how many you see of me poles that tell me where I parked. You know, it says P3 and P4. Like, I have all these pictures of where I parked in all these different places, and I never delete them. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I would have rolls of film filled with that. If it was still on.
That's why cameras on the phones were invented, were for people our age, so we can get home safely.
So we can get home safely.
I've done the same thing.
Paul, I think of, especially when you're talking about this, about the kinds of pictures we can have. I was kind of thinking over the topic for today and how we were going to go down this road and thinking, also really cool to have a picture of them with you.
Yeah.
Like what pictures mean when they're with the grandparent. And I surely don't mean this. Listen, listeners, I don't mean this in a scary, morbid way, but like, one day when we're not around and our grandkids are older, those will be, I think about the pictures I have with elders in my life that are no longer there. And when I look back, how actually meaningful, like it sparks a million different things that you can be about that grandparent, can be about that very moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do it as a gift for the now to keep encouraged that they know we're thinking of them and stuff. But we do it as a gift, my goodness, a gift when it's hard to comprehend, but when our grandkids might be grandparents.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll show their grandkids that picture that you've given them. I mean, it's extraordinary, really, when you think about it.
Well, and again, that's all part of this whole modeling, good parenting, good grandparenting. We have an abundance of, well, I don't like having my picture taken, so my wife always has to say, get in there with your grandson, granddaughter, and let me get a picture of you kind of thing. But they're valuable. And now some of the grandkids have texting, so we can take sporting event pictures and just simply text them or shoot a quick piece of film like I did at my grandson's football game last week and send it off. And he knows it comes from Grandpa because I always put a very personal note on it. And yeah, it's an important thing.
Well, and then we can chat about the photos in general, like share show for, I always think about how much I love to see photos of the elders in my life when they were young.
Mm.
And the story, you know, pictures worth a thousand words. And you see these pictures, sometimes they're black and white and grainy, or they're very 1970s looking or whatever. And to walk them through it. So even with Jackson, my grandson, when we show these old pictures, even he's just at that age where he's starting to stop and really like dig into what that's about, where he wouldn't have a year and a half ago. And what were you doing there? Or all of a sudden the picture turns into storytelling.
Right.
It's not just a moment in time.
Well, one of my grandsons had to get used to riding the school bus from his house. Couldn't walk to the local, went to the junior high school. And I remember that my dad used to drive the school bus after World War II. So he had a Supertest gas station. We didn't have a lot of money, so he drove the school bus. And so I had a picture of my dad from 1956 when he was standing in front of his school bus. And I printed one off, and I took it, and I showed my grandson to say, you know, your great-grandpa was a bus driver. Because we were trying to instill in him that, you know, being on the bus is just a new experience, but it's kind of in your blood because your great-grandpa was a bus driver. And when I was 5 or 6, I used to ride beside my dad. Now, nobody called the police. My dad's gone now, but yeah. He would take a wooden Coca-Cola crate and set it beside him. I would sit on that, and I was in charge of running the windshield wipers. No seat belts. I was just sitting on a crate, and that was just the way life was.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Listen, Any Money says that most of our listeners, if they are, you know, 65 plus in particular, have all kinds of stories.
Oh, for sure. We all have stories.
Somewhat similar, so they'd be the last people that would want to report it. They'd go like, yeah, it should be like that again. One of the things that's very cool, and we're actually just going to stick on this topic for the whole episode. I thought we'd get through more, but this picture one, I think, is really relevant for our demographic listener here. Show them pictures of your relatives from long ago. Like, this isn't just my grandpa. This is your great-great-grandpa, or great-great-great-grandpa. Like, that gives them a sense of who they are through these photos as well. Even when you go to not just pictures of themselves, we talked about that where we started, but now pictures of the people who are part of their family, whether they've gone to glory or not, that they get to see, this is me. Those are eyes that would have, or minds and eyes that would have imagined me.
Yeah, and this is part of our history trail that our kids aren't getting, because everything on screens is instant. But, you know, they need to understand their lineage, which in the Bible was so important, that helped define who you were. And to be able to share those old pictures, and I've got black and white pictures from my mom and dad's days, for them to understand where they've come from, you know, what they were like, where they lived, and all that kind of stuff. It's important, because kids don't really have a center to their life anymore, because everything is instantaneous on screens.
So, grandparents, let us encourage you on this episode to dig out those photo albums.
Yeah.
And consider the age of the child you're talking to and where their interest might be at. Maybe it's just a few at a time. Maybe it's a whole book. But don't be afraid to walk down that road and show part of your story and spend time in that way. I think it's really a precious thing. Thank you, Paul, for being here this week.
Thank you, Tim.
We'll have you again back real soon. And so we got five more to get through, five more of these points. For now, dear listeners, I hope you can receive our benediction and take it to heart. Hope there's a word or phrase that's special to you. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.